It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Knowledgeable volunteers are an essential resource for conservation efforts here in Wisconsin. Volunteers with one university-led program contribute more than 25,000 hours of service each year to over 700 organizations around the state.
For more than a decade now, UW-Madison's Division of Extension has been offering the opportunity for community members to become master naturalists by attending expert-led trainings in nature and in the classroom.
And since last year, the Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program has been collaborating with the Ho-Chunk Nation to bring indigenous knowledge into the mix.
At the end of the month, master naturalists and other community members will come together for the biennial Wisconsin Summit for Natural Resources Volunteers, which will be co-hosted by the Ho-Chunk Nation in Wisconsin Dells.
On Friday, WPR's Lee Rayburn spoke with Becky Sapper and Tina Brown, two of the organizers of the upcoming summit. Becky Sapper is director of the Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program at the UW-Madison Division of Extension. Tina Brown is a Master Naturalist instructor and member of the Ho-Chunk Nation.
Becky, let me start with you. As the director of the Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program, what is the goal of this program and how long has it been around now?
We began in 2013. We had a pilot in 2012, but officially kicked off in 2013. So we celebrated our 10-year anniversary just last year. But we are a network of trained volunteers and instructors who care about our natural world and want to learn more about nature and then give back through volunteerism, specifically focusing on education and citizen science or community science and stewardship. So our participants partake in a 40-hour training with partner organizations like nature centers and friends groups located across the state, or with folks like Tina at the Ho-Chunk Nation. And they learn all about the natural history in Wisconsin. So all the ologies, the geology and ecology and plant life and wildlife, water, aquatic life, weather and climate, and then also the human connections aspects of it. So about our land use and the connections between nature and human health and well-being and positive behavior change. And then after the trainings, they go out and give back in their communities to organizations and projects that are really important to them.
What does it, you mentioned the 40 hours of training. What else does it take to become a master naturalist?
Just the desire to learn and want to give back. So anyone can be a naturalist. It's really doesn't require any previous training. It just requires an interest in nature and then wanting to continue learning, because that's one aspect of our program that's important and pretty unique, that regardless to what the name implies, no one really becomes a master of anything in 40 hours. So we ask our master naturalists to participate in at least 8 hours of additional training each year. And master naturalists tend to be very inquisitive and lifelong learners. So we see folks recording not just 8 hours of advanced training per year, but often 2 to 3 times that amount, 20 to 30 hours.
Sure. And Tina Brown, you are a graduate from the Master Naturalist Program and then have gone on to become an instructor. So what was this process like as going from a student of the program to an instructor?
The desire to work in the environment and volunteer was already there prior to getting involved with the Master Naturalist Program. So it was just a natural progression for me to get into the program. It was just a matter of meeting the right people. In this case, it was Becky and the program. And once I saw everything that the program was all about and the opportunities that it offered me, and then the capacity that I was in at the time, I wanted to be able to offer that to other people. Tribal members, non-tribal members, community members. And so the instructor training was what I engaged in first. Huh. Then it only seemed right that I should engage in the master naturalist piece as well, so that I was kind of well-rounded, if you will.
And Becky Sapper, how did the collaboration between the Master Naturalist Program and the Ho-Chunk Nation come about?
Oh, that's a good question. Tina and I were actually trying to remember the timeline of everything prior to this interview, but we had an introduction through just colleagues through work, and that happened actually in 2020. And so COVID threw a wrench in moving forward really fast. So we had a break of 2021 before we actually moved forward with getting Tina trained as an instructor with the Ho-Chunk Nation in 2022.
Yeah, Tina, what was the vision first like for this collaboration? And do you see yourself achieving this vision?
The whole idea was that I saw that there were things that I was hoping to get done in my community and the different communities that the Ho-Chunk Nation are involved in. And this just seemed like a natural fit to be able to help out in getting myself, community members, and the general public together. We have the Ho-Chunk Nation, we have non-tribal members, we have other entities, and this program just brings everybody together. The educational component, the cultural component, to be able to get the work done. So, but first I had to learn what the program was all about and become a naturalist. And then I was able to start bringing in other people, whether it be from the Ho-Chunk Nation or other people that I know in my life. And Becky was able to kind of coach me along with the program component. And I was able to offer my piece and the cultural components. And it was just a beautiful partnership. Yeah. And the long-term vision is to, you know, to continue that partnership, to keep, you know, educating each other, because she has her network of people. Mm-hmm. I have my network of people, and we bring all these people together for the good of the environment. And that's the long-term goal, you know, through volunteerism. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree. When we first had our first conversation and we talked about what Master Naturalists do, and we talked about what some of the needs are for the nation as far as on, you know, some plant surveys and bird surveys, and it seemed like it was just a really good match. And I think Tina really has opened my eyes up to some of our aspects of our training materials that might have been, you know, more heavily focused on Western science, and, you know, saw a way that we could provide different perspectives based on some more traditional ecological knowledge, or incorporating, you know, Ho-Chunk language in when discussing plant names, or hearing directly from the elders or Ho-Chunk members. And it just seemed like a really great learning experience and opportunity for our program to grow and to learn from each other. And I think this opportunity to build our relationship and networks on behalf of the natural world is really important, because, you know, the plants and the animals and the birds, you know, the prairies and the trees, the lakes, they all need us to care for them. And by us, I mean everyone and everyone working together. So it's great that we're able to build off each other's strengths and continue to learn from each other. And I think having Tina here and linked to us in this partnership, this relationship, this alliance, whatever we'd like to refer to it as, it's really led to some great things, including, you know, co-hosting this Wisconsin Summit for Natural Resources Volunteers.
Yes, that's Becky Sapper, director of the Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program at the UW-Madison Division of Extension, and co-planner of the Wisconsin Summit for Natural Resources Volunteers. The other co-planner, our other guest, Tina Brown, who is an instructor in the Master Naturalist Program and a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. So, Becky, just turning back to you for a second, the Wisconsin Summit for Natural Resources Volunteers coming up here at the end of the month. What's the purpose of this summit?
Well, it's really just an opportunity to network and be around other folks who care about nature, learn from each other and grow as individuals. And we also want to have fun. So it's a pretty casual atmosphere. But we have lots of opportunities to learn, to socialize, to share a meal or two. But it's open to any adult. It's not just for Master Naturalists. And we have numerous events to choose from. And you can participate in one thing or multiple things through the 3 days. It's September 26th through the 28th. And we have 9 outdoor field events, from paddles and hikes and tours. We have 3 volunteer service projects, one with the Ho-Chunk Nation, one with the Ice Age Trail Alliance, and one with Up and Woods Outdoor Learning Center. There's 24 presentations and workshops, 3 talking circles. We have our keynote is Samantha Skinnendore, who's a federal tribal attorney and Ho-Chunk member, speaking on the rights of nature. There's going to be more than 12 Native artisan vendors there. And we also have 20 different organizations coming to a volunteer fair who are looking for volunteers. And we're also going to be celebrating some of our outstanding volunteers and instructors at an awards lunch on Friday. And we're going to have the Wisconsin Singers and Drum there as well, helping us with that celebration.
That sounds like a lot over 3 days, Becky.
It is.
It's a lot to get in, and something for everybody. Tina Brown, the theme of this year's summit is translated from the Ho-Chunk language, Caring for Grandmother Earth. Tell me a little bit more about how this theme will present itself at the summit.
Well, it's Caring for Grandmother Earth, if you want to say that in Ho-Chunk, is Mana Pi Hinikata. And Becky and I went back and forth on how we were going to, what we were going to use for a theme, what we were going to say, how we were going to say it. And honestly, I needed to rely on multiple people within the nation. And that's part of the learning process of this all, learning how to say these things in Ho-Chunk and share them with non-Ho-Chunk people. So it's been a real learning experience for myself and for others. And that was, you know, whether it was the Master Naturalist training or this summit, you know, we really wanted to bring in Indigenous knowledge and the cultural aspects to this training. And that is a big draw. People want to know what the Indigenous knowledge is. People want to know what the culture, you know, the cultural components are. And that's what we're incorporating into this summit and bringing into it. And there's a lot that people can learn about the Ho-Chunk and the land. And this summit is an excellent opportunity for people to come and do that. Whether you're Ho-Chunk or non-Ho-Chunk, this summit is for everyone, like Becky said. And you really don't have to have any experience. You come there to learn. You come there to grow.
What are you looking forward to most at this year's summit, Tina?
I believe I'm looking for networking and finding those people that have the same passion as me. There's a talking circle that I'm going to be leading, and I'm really looking forward to that. It's called Hope Has Wings, and it's about the birds. I would say networking. I'm really interested in hearing what the keynote speaker has to say about the rights of nature as well.
Well, and Tina, you talk about it in terms of bringing different communities together under one common good, that being the natural world that we all share and have to share. It's not something that we can parse out. So I see the networking as the as, you know, a key to bringing everybody together in these communities in one place. Becky Sapper, turning to you for one second, when we look at the results and the effect that this Master Naturalist program has had in Wisconsin after more than a decade, what do we see?
Wow. Well, I think we see what the importance of volunteers are in our state. We're just really blessed to live in an area rich with nature, from, you know, our north woods to our lakes and our rivers and prairies. We have an abundance of land, and it's taking the time to appreciate the value of those areas and taking care of them. It takes a lot of people power, and we just collectively don't have the staffing for all the needs in managing lands or educating about our natural world, whether it's from a state, county, city, or tribal nation, or individual nature centers. So volunteers really help to fill that gap, and they don't replace paid positions, but they sure help to leverage the time of paid educators and paid land managers and scientists. So we have folks that lead hikes and work at front desk and greet folks at nature centers or monitor all sorts of critters, you know, from bumblebees to bats and frogs and mussels and even water quality. And they maintain trails and build bluebird boxes. There's literally like thousands of volunteer opportunities out there. So in the past 11 years, we've trained about 2,000 master naturalists.
Wow.
And they've recorded over 320,000 hours of volunteer service.
How can people find out more about the upcoming summit in the end of the month and the Master Naturalist program, Becky?
Yeah, they can find more by just doing an internet search for Wisconsin Master Naturalist or looking on our website, which is at wimasternaturalist.org. And there's all sorts of information there. And the date to register for the summit is September 15th. So go ahead and register soon.
Becky and Tina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much, too.
Becky Sapper is director of the Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program at the UW-Madison Division of Extension, and Tina Brown is an instructor in the Master Naturalist Program. She's also a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. They are co-planners of the Wisconsin Summit for Natural Resources Volunteers.
Lee Rayburn talked with him about the recent collaboration between the Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program and the Ho-Chunk Nation. The summit is scheduled on September 26th through the 28th in Wisconsin Dells.
If you have done this program or other citizen science type efforts, tell us all about it. Email us right now at wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. And share your story with us.
When you're looking for the top news from around the state in one quick listen, check out WPR's podcast called Wisconsin Today Morning News.
Host Alex Crow and WPR's reporters will get you up to speed every weekday. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts or at WPR.org/morningnews.
Coming up on the program on Wednesday, we're previewing a new documentary about the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. And we want to hear from you and your remembrances of the team.
If you were watching at the time, what stands out to you from the Brewers team of 82? The highs and lows of that season when they lost the World Series to the St. Louis Cardinals in 7 games. What was it like for you? Were you in the stands? Did you go to the parade to welcome them home, even despite that loss?
Take us back to 82. Leave us a message. You can text us right now at 888-642-0232. You can also email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. And we look forward to hearing from all of you Brewer fans out there.
Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to WPR News.